BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
And here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Matt Edmondson plays the most ridiculous game of innuendo bingo we've had in some time. Our listener Amy has an ultimatum for her boyfriend, Charlie Slough's on, and have they changed the name of whipped cream?
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.
That sounds good. Demi Lovato, Confident.
BBC
Radio
1.
All right, Chris.
I'm good, yeah. It's just when I hear that song, I remember how... Yeah, I'll admit it, I was scared of her when I met her recently.
Yeah. I mean, the live version of that at Teen Awards, I'm saying she was one of the best vocalists there.
Yeah.
Absolutely nailed it. Really good. And that's not an easy song to sing, really. But yeah, let's just go back to that bit where you were absolutely terrified of her. She walked up to you on our red carpet.
Mm.
I mean...
She's got that glare.
Yeah.
She's got this glare, right?
I mean, it's a smile, but it's also... if you ask me anything stupid, I'm going to get really annoyed.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And I think you'd ask so many questions, and then you almost went like, right, Chris, what do you want to ask? And at that point, she was very suspicious.
I've never had an interview before where I've handed over to someone else and then they go, no, I don't want to ask anything. I think you've covered it. What do you mean? It's Demi Lovato in front of us. Ask her something.
I don't think she's ever been in a situation where
she was like,
someone has nothing to say.
No, I think you've covered it there, Scott. And she was like, okay, great. I'm going. Bye. Okay. Taylor Swift, more or less scary than Demi Lovato?
Oh.
Good game, this. Really intimidating.
I think less scary.
Less scary than Lovato?
Yeah, potentially. What do you think?
I think about the same. Ariana Grande, more or less scary than Demi Lovato?
I think less scary.
Okay, right. So Demi Lovato is the pop star you're most scared of in the world.
I don't know. It was just, honestly, you were there. You saw the look that she gave.
It was terrifying.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. I am keen for a wet innuendo bingo today. Matt Edmondson is playing. It's always a wet one with Matt.
Mm. Well, I don't think I've played against him for quite a while, actually. I think at one point I was off and he...
He was you.
He was me. Playing innuendo bingo on one day, but I'm very excited for it.
It's going to be good. Matt Edmondson, you can listen to it, you can watch it on the Radio 1 website, on any screen where you can get Radio 1 at 1:45. You know our lovely friend Kevin McHale?
Yes.
You do that TV show with him, Virtually Famous, on E4.
Yep.
And he used to be Artie in Glee, and he loves our show a lot. Saw him tweet something, and it's happened to me in the last week, so I'm just wondering if this is a thing, or am I being really stupid?
Okay.
I saw it on his Twitter last night, like, they have asked me the same question this week, and obviously he's in America at the moment, so is this like a worldwide thing? I'm talking about the coffee shop that rhymes with Barstucks.
Okay, yep, I know the one.
Yes, and he was, you know when you go in there and they ask you, do you want anything extra or do you want cream on top?
Mm.
Right, so he was asked yesterday, do you want whooped cream on your coffee?
Whooped cream. No, it's whipped cream.
I thought it was whipped. Now, has the name of whipped cream been changed to whooped cream? Because earlier this week, I was in the same place, and I'm convinced. And it was only till I saw it on his Twitter last night. I was like, okay, that's weird. That's happened to me as well. Do you want whooped cream?
Is that what it is then now? Because you've got these amazing theories that they get your name wrong on purpose, so that you take pictures of the cups. Is this your next one?
I think, I've said this for a long time, I think that when they get your name wrong, it's on purpose because you're going to put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Going, oh, look, they spelt my name wrong.
That's so true.
It's a massive advert for them. So is this the new thing that they're doing to create some kind of like massive advertising thing where we all go, oh, I've just been asked if I want whooped cream.
It's clever. It's really clever.
If they're doing it on purpose, if you maybe work in that coffee shop and you're now telling people to say whooped instead of whipped cream, then can you let me know, please? Because, it's happened twice, once in America, once in the UK. Surely a coincidence, not?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just getting some gossip from Matt Edmondson. All right, Matt?
Yeah, very good. That is not to be repeated.
That is great gossip,
Matt.
So good.
Good from you as well. I didn't
so
put
good.
You down as someone like that.
It's really good.
Well, the thing is, I've got a bad memory, right? I can't remember anything that's gone on. Like last week, if Chris and I had done something last week, I would tell him the story about doing it, but forget that he was there.
Yeah.
And I do that all the time with people.
I do that as well.
And it was only because a name was mentioned that I was like, oh, that's brought back a story.
And what a fantastic story.
Do you know what? This is my favourite.
Shame we can't share it.
My favourite thing about working here is someone can say a famous name. I wish we could do it on air and pick a famous name out of a hat.
Now, someone will have a story.
Bound to be someone in this office who has a story about that person.
I mean, that is a great on-air feature, but sadly will never happen.
It's so frustrating. Yeah. Maybe one day. Maybe
how?
I say maybe one day on, like, maybe at Christmas or something like that, we do a late night and we don't really announce it and we just get this all out of our system.
Well, you're banking on not many people listening.
Yeah.
You'll get away with it.
I don't know.
But what about lawyers, though?
Well, that's an issue, but that's an...
Maybe on my last ever show.
That's it. That's a great idea.
Just invite all your favourite people in and just name a celebrity and then get people to tell
us. Just go around the room.
That's a question to you both. Have you thought about what you would do on your last show?
Oh, come on.
That's a bit grim, but it's...
Today's miserable enough as it is.
Have you ever thought about just, like... Do you know what I mean? What kind of vibe you'd want? We'd do a big speech.
I'd like to have all the stars in, obviously.
Would you?
Probably One Direction. I'm just telling you now.
But would
okay?
clips do?
You'd go great. You'd go gracefully, though. There would be a rant.
No,
yeah, would there be? That's what I'm saying. Are you going to be ranty when you leave?
Or? No, I think because obviously,
settle scores.
It'll be very amicable between me and the BBC.
Because of course, you can decide to leave whenever you want by just having a rant.
Mm. Like, yeah, that is true.
If you wanted to go off on one now, you could just end things.
You could be off by two.
Matt, have you? I mean, there's no reason why you should think about it.
Still early days, Chris.
exactly.
I'm not giving it much thought, I'll be honest. Yeah.
No, and clips won't do. It won't be hi, it's Harry Styles here. They need to be here in person. Just letting you know. Matt, I'm really enjoying your Apprentice wrap-ups on iPlayer because I haven't seen all of the episodes of The Apprentice, but from what I get from you, I know everything within about 2 minutes.
Well, that's the thing. You don't actually have to watch the full thing because I do a wrap-up and we mean literally a wrap about The Apprentice. I'm using my God-given rap skills.
That's right.
To deliver a sort of summary of what's been going on. Yeah, they're going all right, those. It's just fun getting to pretend to be a rapper every week.
Yeah.
Although I think the videos that I film for iPlayer are quite different in terms of budget, scale and professionalism than they have on actual rap videos.
Do you think?
Do you know what I really use it for, though, where it's great, is if you've got a friend that you want to annoy, you know, that when they're big fans of The Apprentice and you want to give them a plot spoiler, but maybe they're not expecting it, I send one of your videos along. So my best mate, Dougsy, for example, I got away with this for 2 separate weeks. I sent him the video and he got too far into it before he realised this is actually giving away everything.
I mean, I've never not met Dougsy, but it's about two minutes before you get to the bit where you say who's fired. If he's not worked it out by then that I'm explaining what's happened in The Apprentice...
But it quite rapidly moves through the show.
That's true. But that's why I like it, because you have to spend an hour watching it. Anyway, they're all on iPlayer, they're really good.
Thanks very much.
Did you hear this thing about... We said this on Real or Noble the other day. It's in Lord Sugar's book that they... Was something about the taxi scenes? They film them all being in the taxi before they've actually been fired.
Yes, and that's why they're always wearing, no matter what the weather, a big coat and scarf.
Because it covers up whatever they're wearing.
If you think about Ruth this year, you know, she had a very memorable suit. Looked like a sort of awful patchwork quilt.
Yes.
You can't have her walking out in that because she might not wear it that week. So she has to cover up. So everyone's always wrapped up like it's a cold day.
It disappoints Chris when he finds out.
That annoys me.
When he finds out secrets like that, it disappoints him.
You want them, you want there to be a real taxi on standby every time.
Yes. Well, no, what I'm saying is when you see that bit where they leave and get into the taxi, you assume that's been after they've been fired. But I was always wondering why they never look sad or angry.
Also, you know the boardroom?
Yeah.
Not real boardroom.
What do you mean?
I went. It's a set. I went once.
Real. So apparently, Matt was telling me this. Lord Sugar, you know where he appears through the door?
Well, he's not real either.
No, he's definitely real. But
he's a sophisticated hologram.
You know they're all in... In fact, you can confirm it. I can't remember if this was real or no real, but you know where they're all just sat around waiting? There's three contestants, what we call candidates, on one side, and then you've got two judges, and then you've got Lord Sugar appears
through some glass doors, frosted
apparently,
glass doors.
There's nothing on the other side. He's just stood there.
It's a tiny cubby hole.
It's a little cubby hole.
It's like a Lord Sugar sized hole that he has to stand in, and then he comes through the glass doors. There's nothing there. Business is being done.
No, he's just in. He hasn't gone from a high powered meeting.
He's basically just hiding.
He's just
waiting.
He literally is just hiding,
He walks past them, goes into the cubbyhole, waits there until someone says, appear, and he walks
past. He's like a man popping out of a cupboard.
TV's rubbish when you find out what actually happens. That spoiled it again for me now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's play a bit of bingo. The cameras are on.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold hold your nerve. This is Innuendo Bingo.
See, I think we need to change that one because it's not really about holding your water anymore or nerve. It's just about spitting all over each other.
Can I just say, in terms of the gossip today, Stark's just told me something. He says, I can't repeat it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
I've never known a show like this.
Yeah.
It's also gossip about him.
Yeah. But he will never allow it to be on air.
Good. Come
apparently,
on.
Apparently.
So. Come on.
All right, then. It's Matt Emerson, Innuendo Bingo. This is a good one already. I can feel it. Okay. Water, please. Lots of it, lads. Matt's even bought his own little towel today. So prepared.
Now that was a secret.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I have brought my own towel. A hand towel.
Is it a hand towel?
Just to clean my groin, which tells you a lot. What?
Oh, okay. Let's...
Is that your special
you
towel?
I haven't even started.
There's nothing special about this towel.
Okay. Does it have your initials sewn into it?
Stop it.
Just a regular, very small towel.
Okay, good. So here we go then. Innuendo Bingo. Let us know if you're watching, please, on 8999. Twitter at BBCR1. Okay, lads, got your water there. We are starting with Coronation Street. And Mary, Eve and Michelle are chatting in the cafe. Mary's reminiscing about the good old days. But I bet Mary was glad she was out of the house while her mum was doing this.
You know, it puts me in mind of a little rhyme we used to recite at Sunday school.
Sunday school? Never hear of that anymore, do you?
Oh, Mother used to bustle me off every week, come rain or come shine.
Yeah, any sign of that sandwich?
No, I just waited on the bacon.
So how come they sent you then if they weren't religious?
Well, I suppose they wanted a bit of peace and quiet. Mother used to say it was her only chance once a week of a good bottoming.
Oh, I tell you what, it's worth the build-up. Okay.
Now, of course, as we all know, bottoming is a phrase from Huddersfield about cleaning and removing dirt or grime. Yes, it is. It is. It's well known up north.
Mother used to say it was her only chance once a week of a good bottoming.
Now we're going...
it's a phrase from Huddersfield, isn't it?
It is from Huddersfield, yeah. Now we're going over to Countryfile. Now, I'm aware there have been... Chris, come on. Come on. Now, I'm aware that there have been many advances in farming tech...
Oh, it's not... Oh, that went totally up the wrong way.
Come on. We're only on clip two. Now... I'm aware there have been many advances in farming technology, but I bet presenter Anita Rani on Countryfile can't wait to... Come on, Chris. Deep breaths. Come on, deep breaths. You can do it.
Do you know what's coming?
No, he doesn't. No. It's a new one.
It's a new clip. What's wrong with you?
I bet Anita Rani can't wait to have...
What is going on? Right. Why is Anita Rani funny? Keep it. Come on, Stark.
Just Anita Rani off of Countryfile, Strictly. What is wrong with you? We're on the radio and website. Come on. I bet Anita Rani can't... can't wait to have a go on this sophisticated... Right, you two... You two together are the worst. The worst.
You are having an absolute meltdown.
He's having a meltdown.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm really stressed.
What's up with you?
Okay. Come on.
Okay,
is the wettest one I've ever done, and we've only heard one clip.
It's just Anita Rani on Countryfile, everybody. Come on.
Keep it in.
I bet she can't wait to have a go on this sophisticated machine.
This is basically state-of-the-art, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the latest model. It works by driving over the top of the bush and there's two sets of vibrating fingers.
Oh, wow. This is so wet right now. That's Anita Rani there being shown a machine used in blackcurrant farming.
It works by driving over the top of the bush and there's two sets of vibrating fingers.
Okay, good.
That was a double whammy.
And now, more water, please. Chris, you are so wet. Now we're going over to Autumn Watch. Now, when there's an opportunity to watch something really good, Chris Packham and Martin Hughes-Gaines, they really enjoy making a night of it.
Is that the best seat in the house, Chris? It's the best seat in the world. I've got bought snacks with us as well. Now, look, I can't help noticing there's a lot of tits out there. I have seen tits before.
Oh. So many birds spotted on that programme. So many. James in Penwright spotted that one. Thank you, James. If you see any clips for any of the bingo, let us know. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
There's a lot of tits out there. I have seen tits before.
Sure. Water, please.
He bought snacks.
Waters. Now we're going over to Lost Kingdoms of Central America, which is back on BBC iPlayer. Now, I love it when a documentary gets exclusive access. I mean, think about it. What an exciting thing this is to watch on a big telly.
Y básicamente está en la región del jaguar. El jaguar representa la fertilidad. Entonces está en una región muy importante donde surge el hule.
This is the first time that these balls have ever been filmed or seen on television.
This is so good. Chris is all dripping off your nose. Imagine that on a 60-incher.
This is the first time that these balls have ever been filmed or seen on television.
Fantastic.
Oh, come on. Oh, this is my favourite time I've ever played this game.
It's good, isn't it? Thank you, Paul, for emailing that one. OK, water please, lads.
Might watch that.
Now, over on This Morning, Ruth, off of Eamon and Ruth, takes full advantage of Eamon not being there during this next item.
The way that you walked about earlier, just having you stand up, sit down, I thought you've either injured yourself or damaged something, but you rubbed your hands together, so it wasn't your arms. I mentioned the trainers to see if you would give any response to that. Right away, you answered. You said you would normally do that, so you were thinking about it already.
Oh, please do me. I know we haven't got time to do it now, but can you just stay and do me?
Oh. Thank you, Jack and Preston, for that one. Very keen, wasn't she there? Now, Matt, you love The Apprentice.
I do. Very much. It's my favourite show.
Water, please.
Oh, no.
I don't know what you think, but I don't know whether the announcer on BBC One's got the right show here.
They'll get their just desserts next on BBC One and a creaming in the boardroom from The Apprentice.
Format change.
I don't know. I mean, I guess whatever gets the viewers.
Creaming in the boardroom.
Mm.
What?
And now, Strictly star Jeremy Vine. Sadly, exited Strictly at the weekend.
Did he? Oh, I love Did Jeremy he? Vine.
He's so good, yeah. On Radio 2, Jeremy is. Now, I don't know here whether the caller misheard Jeremy's question.
Meanwhile, I think we have got somebody in there. Pigeon Loft, are you there?
I certainly am, yeah.
So you're a pigeon fancier?
I am, yes. I've not been for 55 years.
How many pigeons have you got with you?
At this moment, I'm looking at 20 cocks in front of me.
Oh, I don't think that was what Jeremy was after from that call.
At this moment, I'm looking at 20 cocks.
Thank you to Vicky for emailing that in. And also Sarah Cox, who sent it to me. If you spot any of the bingo, send it in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Okay. Wow. It's going on this, but I'm enjoying it. Next. Alexander Armstrong now. Alexander Armstrong in the land of the midnight sun. And we join Alexander as he tries something for the very first time.
The fat's got a sort of tang. Not a tang to it, but you know what I mean? It's got something to it that's neither beef nor lamb, neither fish nor fowl.
It's like a good steak, I think.
It's a bit.
Tastes like beaver.
Yeah,
tastes like beaver.
Your spray is really taking Chris by surprise. It's so good. Can either of you see now?
Oh, it's so wet, this one.
It's really wet.
It's so good, though.
It's great, isn't it?
And really, that little towel.
Got one more.
Not fish nor fowl.
Tastes like beaver. And now, water please. Over on MasterChef, Janet's been busy.
Janet, the rabbit's all right for you because you already cooked some rabbit for us at a medieval banquet.
Yeah, when I did that, I had to bone 16 rabbits in a very, very short space of time.
They were the best clips ever.
That was a great one.
Well, that was a great...
That is like premium collection right there.
Brilliant, brilliant innuendo bingo today. Thank you very much, Matthew.
Thank you, Stark.
I'll leave you with your small hand towel.
I might need to borrow that, actually.
More of a flannel.
Thank you very much for listening and watching. That was a brilliant bingo today. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Stephen in Nottingham, who absolutely is in love with Wolf Alice generally. That is Freezy by Wolf Alice on Radio 1. Stephen's secretly listening in Nottingham. Secret listeners are on again. And also, we've got Emily, who is listening in a really boring lecture. Another secret listener. Yesterday, we had people like... in hideouts, people like just in like little rooms in offices listening.
It's sneaky headphones as well. I'd be interested to know how people enjoyed innuendo bingo whilst secretly listening, because I think that's always the trickiest one when you're laughing away.
Yeah,
and you've got to try and disguise a laugh. So you've got to do things like you've got to go, I don't know, go to the bin, that kind of thing, yeah. Or suddenly take interest in something outside the room.
Or there was someone yesterday that was on saying that they, to disguise the laughing during bingo, they just do a cough.
That's brilliant.
That works as well. There's another one. Look, Ben in Wellingborough. Loving the show today. Matt Evanson in your bingo was brilliant. It was a corker today, I'm telling you. Do you think it was that good because you absolutely lost it on the first clip and it just went downhill from there?
I think the quality of clips this week were brilliant.
Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. That's the UK's official number one by Adele. Hello.
I did an epic version of this at karaoke a few nights ago.
Oh, no.
No, seriously, it was really good.
No,
from what
it
I remember.
Wasn't, though. Oh, no. The thought of people doing that on karaoke is stressing me out.
It was in one of those karaoke booths, you know, where you can ramp up the echo and the reverb. It sounded amazing.
Was you like, hello?
It was, honestly,
it's me.
It was really good.
Seeing that Adele's going to be in The Simpsons?
Is she?
Well, not, yeah, a cartoon version of. You know, like when they had cartoon Kim Kardashian when she broke the internet?
Yeah.
And that picture of her, yeah. Adele in The Simpsons upcoming episode has got a bikini on and is wrapped in phone cord.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Now, earlier, Lone Atlantis were in the live lounge. Really good. And Adele Roberts, who's in for Clara this week, did a hometown quiz with them, which she normally does on her early show, which is like testing people on questions about a place. Mm. So where are Lone Atlantis from?
Well, they're from round my way, aren't they? Watford.
That's right. Now, they got all of these right. Can I give you the same questions? You didn't hear it, did you?
I missed this bit, yeah.
Okay. What is the name of Watford Football Club's stadium?
Vicarage Road.
Yeah, you've been there a lot.
The worry with this, I'm really scared about getting one wrong.
Where are Bonfire Nights fireworks held?
Caspery Park.
Yes!
Yes!
What animals could you have found in the Harlequin shopping centre until they were removed recently?
Oh, that's really tricky. What animals? So
shout out to the Harlequin.
There was a massive wasp outside for no particular reason. There's a statue of a massive wasp.
Is it not now an into?
I think so.
Hmm.
I'll go massive wasp.
No. Wooden rhinos and hippos.
I wouldn't know that.
Extra points if you mentioned the swinging monkey. No mention of a wasp anywhere.
Did they get
here.
That right?
Yeah, they got that right, yeah. The Scott Mills
Daily. I'm getting loads of abuse for saying it's
a wasp.
It's a massive wasp.
A wasp outside the shopping centre is also called
a hornet, right?
Call yourself a Watford fan.
Yeah, but I'm not so... Right, so if you want to get into this argument, because I don't understand why a hornet is the symbol of Watford... Right when
no.
When on the badge of Watford Football Club it's there is no hornet, so it's always bugged me this, right? And then I've seen this outside the Harlequin Centre there, or into, or whatever it's called now, and it's the most threatening statue you could ever see.
What, like massive wasp?
Just massive hornet.
That's not going to get tourists in, is it?
It's really strange.
Is that still there then?
I think so. Well, yeah. I thought with that quiz you were going to suggest that it was no longer there, which would be a shame, but I'm sure I saw it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, wasp, hornet, same thing, really. The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills here. Real or No Reels coming at 3:40 today. Jamie Lawson wasn't expecting that. All-time low, Kids in the Dark, and that Format B chunky tune all come in.
Have you ever had these little things in relationships that annoy you about the other person? Like, nothing major, but you know, like little things your girlfriend or boyfriend does that kind of get to you a little bit over time?
Oh yeah, loads. Why are you asking?
Well, no, because I just don't know if... I'm not talking about myself.
Sure.
But like, you know, with these little things and they slowly annoy you, like, are you being an unreasonable person for getting annoyed, say, when your FIFA controller keeps getting put away somewhere
and tidied up
when it's, you know, you just want it easy to hand.
This happens to everybody. And it's not like... It's not a deal breaker. You wouldn't kind of... split up with them because of it.
No.
But it's just something that it kind of happens on a fairly regular basis, and it's you've just noticed it.
Yeah,
I know what
like
you mean.
At first you think, oh, that's quite sweet, and then you think...
Actually, it's not so sweet.
And actually, it isn't that sweet. Actually, it's not that sweet. It's just, at first it wasn't a big deal.
Mm.
And then over time, these little things start to become more and more of a big deal.
Yeah, and you're asking for a friend, I guess.
And I think sometimes in a relationship... You know, these things start to get a little more casual, don't they? Once the fear of breaking up's gone.
I think the best thing to do is just bring it up. I've had to do that.
Do
before.
You?
Yeah, I had to bring up with a previous person.
Is this you or a friend?
This was me.
Oh, right.
I had to actually say about it in the end because it was getting to me. Like, can you close your mouth when you eat? I actually just said that.
Mm.
Like, there's no harm in it, just bring it up.
No, because it's not a major thing.
Mm.
But it's just when you're spending a lot of time with someone, these little things start to add up.
Yeah, they just need to bring it up.
And you don't want to, actually, it's a strange one, because you could ignore it.
You could.
But you know that it's bothering you inside, and it's one of those things, if you're going to stay with this person for the rest of your life, it is going to, that's a long time to be putting up with something that slightly annoys you.
So nip it in the bud, just bring it up and tell them. Like, there was that terrible time, do you remember a few years ago, where I had to tell someone because they kept leaving the butter out of the fridge?
Oof.
And that became a deal breaker in the end.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills here. Our listener Jake is about to gather the courage to tell his girlfriend tonight that she needs to stop doing the thing that annoys him a little bit. Like I said, he's not going to split up with her over it, but when Jake buys food, he offers to get her something too. She always says no and then asks for some of his when it arrives. So annoying. He's going to tell her tonight. Good luck with that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Who's that?
It's Amy.
What's going on, Amy?
Oh, my boyfriend. He's doing my head in.
Oh, is this what we're just talking about?
Yeah.
How long have you been seeing your boyfriend, then?
Almost 8 months.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's an ex.
What does that mean?
We went out when we was in school, but I sort of elbowed him, bless him.
All right. So you went out with him in school and then you dumped him?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So how did he end up back on?
We've never really stopped talking, to be honest. We've always been like best friends.
Okay, that's quite cute.
From there, yeah, cute.
Even though you did actually get rid of him.
Yeah, but.
It sounds like as a couple, you've gone through quite a lot then.
Yeah, we have.
How old are you now?
I'm 25 now.
Oh right, so it's been years.
Yeah, in school, so it's been quite a while.
Childhood sweetheart.
Oh god, yeah.
This is like a fairy tale.
I know.
Well, everything sounds great in your world, so why is he doing your head in?
Because he keeps farting on me every morning. He uses his bum as an alarm clock.
What?
Like 2 days ago, I was lying in bed snoozing. I stayed at my mum's house, and he just chumped, and it was so loud, it woke me up. It wasn't just one, it's like a series of chumps in one. It's like a tune.
And that is impressive to be at. What time do you get up in the morning?
Well, if he's working, he'll fart at around 5 a.m. But if he's got a day off, he'll do it between 8 and 9.
It's like he's his own alarm clock.
I mean, if anything, is that not a service?
It's a great thing to have.
No, because the other week you done it on my leg.
Sorry.
So, okay. So it's musical as well, is it?
Yeah. It's a style.
Right. So they're quite loud.
Yeah, very.
And they seem to be at the same time every day.
Yeah, but just mornings. I think he does it on purpose to wake me up.
No, he's doing it to wake himself up. He's his own alarm clock.
Ugh, Yeah, there's better ways of that.
Kind of quite impressed.
I am.
Is it involuntary?
I don't even know. I have no idea. Sometimes I do it on purpose and sometimes it's like, oh, sorry, babe.
We were just saying about, you know, like how things in a relationship can slightly annoy you. They're not a deal breaker. You're not going to get rid of that person, but they do grate on you a little bit sometimes. And this is definitely your one.
Yeah, gotcha. So annoying. It really, it's like, he's got to stop.
Do you ever tell him that he's got to stop?
When he does it, I slap him, so he knows that it's not okay.
Like a friendly slap, I'm taking.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't like go Mike Tyson on him.
Good.
It seems a little harsh, though, if he's not doing it on purpose.
Yeah, but on my leg, really?
But you can't control his...
Yeah, he could have shifted his bum the other way.
Well, he doesn't think about it. Before you know, it's done.
Yeah, which is unfair.
Okay, well, it sounds like you need this situation solved.
Mm.
Yes, definitely. Please.
Right. Oh, okay. Right. So you want us to help?
Yeah, please.
Well, I don't know really what you want me to do about this.
It's a really tricky one, this, Scott, isn't it, in terms of helping? I mean, could you not fight fire with fire on this one?
I'm going to say he hates it when I watch the Kardashians. He can't stand them. So every time he trumps, I think I should be allowed to watch at least one episode.
Right.
Or I will stop watching them altogether if he stops farting on me in the mornings.
Oh, right. So you're setting him like a bit of an ultimatum?
Yeah. Big one.
Is it really that bad that it needs to come to something like this?
Yes. Would you like to be farted on every single morning?
It's a great question.
It's not one that I want to answer on air.
I'm interested to know what everyone thinks on this topic, actually.
No, I'm not. Please don't text. I don't want it to go in that direction. He's not listening to you, is he?
No, he's really not.
Do you think he'd listen to us?
Yes, he would. I reckon he would.
Why would he, though?
Because I'd never let him live it down if he didn't.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, to be fair, yeah, you would have just done it on Radio 1. It makes it harder to say no.
Yeah, put him on the spot.
Well, this is great, then. Do you want to give us his number? And then, Scott, you could call him. You're a very persuasive man.
Hang on, why am I calling him?
Because I'm not sure where I stand on ringing another man and asking him not to fart anymore. It's all a bit, I don't know, it's a bit weird. Also, you understand this Kardashian thing more than me. Is that really a fair ultimatum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All he does is moan when I watch it.
He moans, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you just Kardashians or are you Khloe and Kim Take New York, the Hamptons, Miami?
All of them.
I am
all
Kate.
Of them.
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Me too. Yeah, I mean, if he hates it, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because there's so many hundreds of thousands of episodes.
What does he do in the day? Does he work?
Yeah, he works. He's a window fitter.
Okay.
Okay, well, do you know what? I'm up for calling him. Why not?
Yeah.
If it makes your life easier.
Won't you have colleagues around? Is this a bit of an embarrassing conversation to have?
Pardon?
Yeah, it's slightly embarrassing for him, but I'm going to play a song. You give me his number off air, and then I'll ring him for you.
Okay, then.
Okay, right there. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, so you just gave me his number when we were playing that song.
Yeah.
And I am ready, so ready to ring him. You think this is going to work?
I hope so.
His name's Daniel, you just told me off air, right? Okay.
Yeah, Daniel.
Cool.
So what are the tactics with this one, Scott?
I just think, I mean, he's obviously not listening and he doesn't know that I'm going to ring, so I'm just going to introduce myself and just tackle it straight on.
So you're going to call him out of the blue?
Yeah.
Right, okay, fine.
Let's see if it works.
Fine.
You ready for this, Amy?
Yep.
I might ask you to jump in at some point.
Okay.
Okay, but obviously he won't know that you're on the line, right?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I'm ringing the number.
Okay.
So you reckon he's at work now?
Yeah, I know he's at work.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, is that Daniel?
It is.
Hi, Daniel, we need to talk.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this? Who is it?
My name is Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Oh, God.
What? What do you mean?
Keep going.
Are you at work at the moment?
I am indeed.
Are you on your own?
I am indeed.
Okay, good, because we do need to chat.
What about?
Okay, there's a slight... I mean, nothing bad. but there's a slight problem in your relationship.
And what?
Do you know what that is?
I might have a feeling, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, well, you go first.
No, you go first.
Okay, you sure?
Yeah.
You're a little bit farty, aren't you?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Every morning.
Every morning.
Yep. Just after your alarm goes off.
Sorry, very quickly. Does that match up with what you were thinking?
No, it's not actually.
Oh, what was it?
Possibility of having tickets for the England game today.
Oh. No, it's not that.
No, no. It's not
Don't
that.
Worry about that.
No. So we need to talk about your farts. Then, that, like, if they were silent, it would be better. But they're not.
They're not.
In
no.
fact, they're quite musical. Yeah, so Amy's been on.
Of course she would have done.
Yeah, and she has an ultimatum for you. Because it needs to stop. Yeah. And you're not listening to her.
Okay, what's the ultimatum?
The ultimatum is, unless it stops, Daniel... She can have complete control of the television and watch as much Kardashians as she wants.
I don't think I can do that.
Well, that's out there now. It's on Radio 1. So you're going to have to try.
I'll cut down on the
phone. Oh, you're going to cut down? How do you cut down? It's not like going on a diet.
All right, then.
Can you stop?
I can stop.
Do you realise what's going on here? Sorry, I think this all needs broken down a little bit. What Scott's saying is you need to stop farting so much in the morning, then you won't have to put up with the Kardashians. It's an easy win for you, this.
And you hate Kardashians.
Help yourself out.
I do indeed, yes.
Yeah. Help yourself out.
Okay.
Tell your bottom. Go on, tell it now.
Are there people around you at the moment? You're talking funny.
No, I'm outside in the rain at the moment.
Daniel.
Hello.
Have we got a deal?
We've got a deal.
We got a deal!
Well, that's brilliant.
And here's Amy, hiya.
Hello.
You must be pleased.
Very.
Did you just hear that?
Yeah, I'm going to hold him to that. Hi, babe.
Hello.
Are you going to stop?
I am going to stop.
Yes.
You promise?
Yeah.
So in the morning, you're not going to fart on me, no?
Nope, no more.
I mean, how romantic.
So this is so lovely. I feel that we might need some romantic music.
Put some romantic music on it. Go again, Amy.
Yeah, say again. I think it'll sound better with the music. Say again.
Are you going to not fart on me anymore, Daniel?
I'm not going to fart no more.
Oh, this is so lovely.
That's so cute.
Oh. Oh, you're made for each other.
But this is good news all round. I mean, Daniel, for you, you're not going to have to put up with as much of the Kardashians as well, right? This is good news for you.
Well, we can only hold her to that.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to keep your part of the deal as well, Amy.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
I mean, it's a bit depressing that it took, you know, having to do it on Radio 1.
Yeah.
But we got the message across, haven't we?
Yeah.
Everyone's got to have their 15 minutes of fame, haven't they?
Exactly, you just had it. Amy, I'm so glad I could help.
Thank you so much.
You just sound so much happier. And thank you, Daniel, for agreeing to it.
No worries.
Love you,
bye. Love you, bye.
That went well, I think, Chris.
Well done, Scott.
If anyone else wants to have a go at this, I'd quite like to do it again at some point. Just send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Brilliant. And relax. I think the music really worked there, actually.
I think it's just, it's a wonderful love story, this as well.
Yeah.
It's almost, it makes me feel a little bit Christmassy.
Yeah, exactly, a bit festive. Jason Ears Tractor in Norwich says, this is why I love Radio 1 so much. Okay.
I know what he means.
Not all the live music and that. Well, that's good as well, isn't it? I'm laughing so hard at Radio 1 right now, says Alexander. Emily says, most awkward call ever. And James off Milton Keynes says, I love what this show has become.
BBC Radio 1.
And here he is, you can't miss him, it's Charlie Sloth.
Yeah.
Now, I was not expecting that today. I wasn't expecting that because you're not too well, my darling, are you?
I'm not well. I've got a bit of a throat infection and the flu just slapped me in the face.
Hang on, I said it was ear infection on Twitter.
Yeah,
it, right?
same thing. Like, I can't swallow.
Well, which one is it?
It's the both.
Don't swallow through your ears, though,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, but it's connected, isn't it?
It's all connected, ENT.
Yeah.
So you feel rough, do you?
Yeah, really bad. I'm sweating and, you know.
You are sweating.
But
yeah.
I thought, I can't miss this. It's my favourite part. What do you mean? That's rude.
No, you are
sweating. Yeah, you are sweating.
You're being nice to me today, bro.
I feel sorry for you.
Chris has moved to the other side of the room. He's not even sat next to me to comfort me.
Yeah, that's because you're riddled.
You came in to the studio here. Riddled. You came to the studio saying how unwell you were. What did you expect me to do? Yeah. Can I give you a kiss?
Like, just sit next to me and comfort me a bit. Normally, you've got your hand on my leg.
Oh.
Do you know what? You need some chicken soup.
Chicken soup.
Chicken and sweet corn soup.
And are we going to go and do this vitamin thing together?
Yeah, we were talking about it. We should do that together next week.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do that?
They're going to pump us full of vitamins.
Yeah, so apparently there's a service that they offer in Harley Street here in central London.
As if we're going to do this.
You people are unbelievable.
Yeah, where they pump you full of vitamins, where 80% of the vitamins stay in your body, because apparently when you take vitamins, only 6 to 8% stays in you.
Have an apple, mate.
I eat a lot of fruit, actually.
I'm saying we might get a bug off.
Yeah?
I'm saying this conversation is absolutely ridiculous. What? Yeah.
I mean,
we should try it.
Yeah, but I wasn't serious. Were you serious?
I was deadly serious.
Oh.
Should we not do that next week?
No.
Why don't you both go for a clonic? That would be fun.
We were meant to do that last year. We didn't do it.
Yeah, we didn't do it.
I got one done, though.
And here's today's Real or No Real.
That made me feel great.
Yeah, all right. Here's the first fact
today. Clonic irrigation.
Lower Than Atlantis are taking time off from their busy touring schedule to record a Christmas single.
So, Lower Than Atlantis, do you know them?
Straight
over.
Yeah.
Okay, they were in the Live Lounge today.
Heard that.
You heard the Live Lounge?
No.
They're really good. So they did a cover of On My Mind by Ellie Goulding, which is amazing. Quite raw,
really good.
Like guitar version of it. Really good. More guitars.
Yeah.
Now, they don't seem to me to be the kind of band to record a Christmas single. Obviously, Charlie, you've never heard of them.
No.
But maybe they're doing a joint Christmas song, because that often happens. Most years there's a sort of joint bands, pop groups, Christmas song, isn't there?
Is there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When was the last one?
Well, you'll obviously have Band-Aid every now and then, but then there are other ones where that's happened as well, where four or five of them have got together for generally a charity song.
Okay, well, who are they going to be getting together with then?
That's an interesting question.
Are there rock bands?
So are they a rock band then? They're not a pop band?
Yeah, they're rock.
Okay.
It's kind of accessible rock, though.
Yeah.
Like, you would probably like it.
Yeah.
Do you like any rock?
I love rock.
Oh, you'd like them then, yeah.
Do we know who's going for Christmas singles this year? Have we had any names yet? They must be planning it now, surely.
X Factor, isn't it?
Oh, you'll always have an X Factor one round about that time. But
who do you think is going to win X Factor this year?
I like the people that go and create Christmas songs as if they're trying to make the new Mariah Carey one.
Do you know who's got a Christmas song coming out? I think I can say this.
Go on, then.
Anton Sharp off of Straight In My Basket.
Has he?
Has got a Christmas song.
Do you know what? However much we love him, I do think everyone who's had a catchphrase from this year will be going for Christmas number one. Do you remember last year the Wheelstone Raider went for it?
Yes, he did.
Actually got to number four.
He did. Was it number
four? Four or five, yeah.
Wow. So are Low in the Atlantis recording a Christmas single, Real or No Real, Charlie?
No Real.
I'm going to go Real.
That one is No Real.
Yes, despite not even knowing them.
Because they're credible, isn't it? Rock band. Right. They don't do that stuff.
No plans for a Low in the Atlantis Christmas single, but they have done one before.
Hello.
Is that them? Oh, they've done it before. I'm quite surprised by that.
I hope that you get everything on your list.
Lovely. And next.
Runners in the Bangkok Half Marathon were forced to run an extra 4 miles after organisers put a signpost in the wrong place.
No way. So this is a half marathon, which is, what, just over 13 miles? But they had to run another four because some idiot put the sign wrong.
That's awkward.
I mean, you can see that happening. That is the tricky thing with marathons and stuff like that, because there's such a vast distance that you obviously can't have something on the road saying exactly where you're going to be going the whole time. So my worry is, if you were the front runner, let's say, on one of these marathons, you've got no one else to follow, sometimes you are going to get it wrong.
Yeah.
Every now and then you're going to go off on a slight diversion or take the wrong road.
That happened to me at a festival this year.
What, you ran?
No, I definitely didn't do that. There was follow the yellow signs that was put up, and there was like arrows, and someone had turned the arrow the other way.
What festival
was that? Was that, I think that might have been Leeds or Reading, Glastonbury. It was one of the festivals that we played this year. And we ended up driving around for like an hour and 20 minutes, kept coming back to the same spot. So whoever done it obviously knew what they was doing.
Yeah.
And they've turned it round, so we was going around in a circle and not going to the place we needed to go, missing the next arrow.
Charlie, it's horrible when you get lost. I mean, I remember once I was doing an orienteering class at my games lesson at school, right? Casterbury Park, that's the second mention of Casterbury Park in today's show.
I know. Can't believe it.
So running around Casterbury Park. Now,
Where was that?
I took a wrong turn, ended up going through the woods, completely lost. And then eventually when I got back to my school, which was something like 4 hours later, I was given a detention for bunking. Because they thought that I'd run off back home. Zero. No, I was lost in the woods. I had to go full Bear Grylls.
Oh, I don't know whether I've said this before, but I went on holiday with my dad about 2 years ago to Cyprus. Do you know about this?
No.
I went for a run, got completely lost. It got dark. Pete Mills is chasing after me. I'm really lost.
Son.
And also, I'd left my phone in the hotel. Pete Mills is running on barefoot to try and find me, all panicked. Found me eventually, though. What a hero. Real or no real? Bangkok half marathon sign in wrong place.
I want to say real on this one.
I think this is real.
That one is real.
What kind of people are running this? They ended up running over 17 miles instead of the advertised 13 because they were told to turn at the wrong place, like you at that festival.
Yeah.
And finally,
Kim Kardashian's 2-year-old daughter, Northwest, recently told the paparazzi to stop taking photos as she arrived at an event.
This is a 2-year-old.
Well, I've actually seen a video to this, so I know the answer.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks for that, then.
No, well, I'm imagining it's true, then. But it's...
sorry about that.
But, okay. I mean, I like this because they shouldn't be videoing a 2-year-old, obviously. So I quite like it if Northwest is quite sassy back. Yeah. Sassy for a 2-year-old, anyway.
Yeah. But I think, you know, there's an argument here to be had because they throw her into the limelight. I mean, obviously, she hasn't got much of a choice in the matter.
But she, yeah. Well, anyway, I reckon she's like her mum and dad, she's going to tell them off, and I quite like that idea.
Okay. Yeah, I like it as well.
I really want to hear this.
I said no pictures.
I just heard that. I said no pictures.
That's brilliant. Oh, she's bless. 2. Yes.
That one is real.
It is real. She was cutely saying, I said no pictures, wearing a tutu and a really expensive jacket.
She's a very beautiful little baby, isn't she?
Yeah.
Very cute.
Post ballet class, obviously, when you're 2, that's what you do. At the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 20, Charlie got 30.
Yeah.
Winner, bruv. Winner.
Winner.
Even when I'm poorly, I'm winning.
Innit?
Winner, chicken dinner.
What have you got on your show today?
Guess what?
What?
You're not going to believe who I've got on the show today.
No, I'm not.
No, honestly.
Nah. One extra, 4 o'clock.
I've got a massive, massive surprise guest coming through the studio today.
Who?
I'm not sure I can say.
Is it Big Nasty?
It's not Big Nasty.
After his live lounge.
Did you see his live lounge? You guys must have loved that, right?
We loved it.
What was that about?
Did you like it?
I did.
No, I told you he's great.
Someone. It's so weird. Why was he out of tune?
He wasn't out of tune.
He was.
Anyway, who's on?
Anyway, who's on? You can't think, can you?
No, I can think.
You can't think of one.
No, I can tell you who it is right now.
Go on then.
3 seconds. Dolly Parton.
Right. Off you go.
Dolly Parton is on the show today, 4 p.m. performing a brand new record.
You're so weird.
And it's just going to be
amazing.
Bye. So
wheel him out.
Why are you wheeling me out? I'm poorly, man. Let me stay a little bit longer, man, at least. The Scott
Mills Daily. Those are Tuesday's best bits. Come and join us tomorrow, Radio 1, 1 p.m. Scott Mills, BBC, Radio 1.